A little over a month ago, Corazon Health canceled its contract with the state, citing the current contract as, quote, too constraining.
This cancellation advances the end date of the current Corazon contract from June 30th, 2018 to May 30th, 2016. Approximately 82% of our inmate population is served by the Corazon contract.
That's Stacey Arias, the Florida Department of Corrections Chief of Staff, who recently spoke before a House budget panel for criminal justice issues. The state is still contracted with Wexford Health Services, another provider which serves 18% of its prison population. But Arias says Corazon served the rest of the state's prisoners. And she adds therein lies the problem. Still, she says they've since learned from that mistake.
What we found as we looked at the history of this contract and talked with medical professionals was that you need to figure out what your really important, unique services are and look at negotiating those and have separate contracts. It will get us to the best service providers at the best price. It will also get us to one company doesn't walk and we are left with none of these services. So there's a protection element built into that as well.
So Arias says the process of rebidding the contracts is underway and they're doing four specialized contracts.
The first will be institutional medical services. Second, inpatient and outpatient mental health services, dental services, medical and hospital operations at our reception and medical center. All four of these solicitations were issued on December 18th, and we are currently in an open solicitation period.
Arias says while they're still ironing out the specific amount, they're putting new language in the contract where there will be financial consequences tied to performance.
One of the challenges we have had with the current contract is there not being the appropriate number of staff at a facility with a certain type of population, certain illnesses, certain mental health issues, and then an overall vacancy issue. So you may go into a facility and find that they're down 30% medical staff. And of course, that translates to poor service for our inmates. Going forward, even in this interim period where we're doing these quick contracts, there will be a financial consequence for having positions stay open for a certain amount of time, so that it doesn't make you money by keeping vacancies.
But St. Petersburg Democratic Representative Daryl Rousson is more interested in another sort of penalty, given how Corazon left and has indicated they plan to contract with the state again.
What about financial consequences for a vendor that terminates and walks away and then somehow lets the public know that they intend to rebid as soon as this is open? Is there anything in what you sent out, the ITN, that says if you walk away or we terminate you, you cannot rebid for a year or 2 years or something like that?
Arias says there is a process like that already in the contract known as defaulting a vendor, but it was the prison agency's decision not to follow through with that penalty.
That language always existed in the current contract, but we didn't pull the trigger on that default process. And that default process being an administrative code, it's always been there.
And that frustrates Rousson.
Going forward, you know, I'm a little upset that we didn't pull the trigger properly on the default mechanism. I hope we can take a look at that.
And Arias is promising the agency will. Meanwhile, even with Corazon walking away, some lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have expressed disappointment at the level of services both Corazon and Wexford have provided so far, a sentiment that Prison Chief Julie Jones has expressed herself. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.